Today is Monday, the 3rd of November, the commemoration of all the faithful departed in the 31st week of ordinary time. Ex Cathedra, directed by Geoffrey Skidmore, sing Versa Est in Luctum by Alonso Lobo. Versa Est in Luctum, my harp is tuned for sorrow. Tuning your harp for sorrow is a conscious, deliberate preparation for sadness to come. Perhaps there is sadness in you on this day of commemoration. Let Jesus be with you in this music. Today's reading is from the Gospel of Luke.
Soon afterwards, he went to a town called Nain, and his disciples and a large crowd went with him. As he approached the gate of the town, a man who had died was being carried out. He was his mother's only son, and she was a widow, and with her a large crowd from the town. When the Lord saw her, he had compassion for her and said to her, "Do not weep." Then he came forward and touched the bier, and the bearers stood still. And he said, "Young man, I say to you, rise." The dead man sat up and began to speak. And Jesus gave him to his mother. Fear seized all of them, and they glorified God, saying, "A great prophet has risen among us, and God has looked favorably on his people." This word about him spread throughout Judea and all the surrounding country.
Today, we mark All Souls' Day, a day to remember and pray for all who have died. This Gospel, is an illustration of Jesus' understanding of grief and his ability to bring about new life. This new life does not cancel out the reality of death. Christian hope sits alongside our experience of grief. Many of us will have lost loved ones over the last year. Take a moment to remember what they were like. Perhaps they were difficult people. Perhaps they were delightful. Or were they both at times? Who comes to mind for you? Consider how God is receiving them, loving them. Might you imagine Jesus and you and that person all together? What happens? How might God want you to pray for this person? As you listen to the gospel again, notice the compassion of Jesus.
Soon afterwards, he went to a town called Nain, and his disciples and a large crowd went with him. As he approached the gate of the town, a man who had died was being carried out. He was his mother's only son, and she was a widow, and with her a large crowd from the town. When the Lord saw her, he had compassion for her and said to her, "Do not weep." Then he came forward and touched the bier, and the bearers stood still. And he said, "Young man, I say to you, rise." The dead man sat up and began to speak. And Jesus gave him to his mother. Fear seized all of them. And they glorified God, saying, "A great prophet has risen among us. And God has looked favorably on his people." This word about him spread throughout Judea and all the surrounding country.
Perhaps our intercessory prayer adds to the mix of love in God's universe in a way that makes a difference. So, add your love to the mix. Take a moment to pray for all those who have died this year, for their families and their friends. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be.
World without end.
Amen.